Hey guys, you made it through the week. It's Friday. Getting ready to come into the weekend. I'm Troy Stegner of Talk Nerdy to Me, and I'm about to give you all the nerdy news that is fit to know. Let's start with Sideshow, collectibles, statues in particular. We have a Batman vs. Superman diorama made by Sideshow Collectibles. This thing is going to be a limited edition. We don't know how many as of yet. They do have a payment plan. Total cost will be $700. It's on pre-order. It should come out middle of next year, June to August time frame. I'm looking at the pictures here now. I will have a link in the description so you can check them out. This is a fight, actually, between Superman and Batman in the Fortress of Solitude. Both of them are getting ready to hit each other. Of course, Batman is wearing his kryptonite ring, which Superman gave to him to kind of keep him in check. And it looks like Batman is putting it to good use. This is got one interchangeable head sculpt for Superman. It is you can change his head to have the laser blast coming out of his eyes directed at Batman, or you can have it just without the laser things coming out of his eyes. Your choice. This is going to be almost 24 inches tall, 23 and a half inches tall. It's going to weigh 15 pounds. It is a beast of a statue. And as most things from Sideshow, it's really, really detailed. You can see everything almost down to the pores in their skin. The other thing I want to tell you about from Sideshow Collectibles, it's actually a prop replica made by Icon Collectibles sold through Sideshow. This is a trident, and it's Aquaman's trident, just in time for the movie. This is going to be coming out at the end of this year, beginning of next year, December to February time frame. It's going to be a life-size replica. The total length, almost 84 inches, so it's a tall trident here, and they're showing it pictured with someone, and it's towering over the person. So this is, I'm bad at math, how many times does 12 go into 84? That's how many feet this thing is. So it's over 6 feet tall. Actually, it's almost 7 feet tall. I'm a little slow on math, but I can do it. It takes a while. So yeah, it's almost 7 foot tall. It's going to be $450. They have a payment plan, so don't freak out. And it's on pre-order. It would be coming out at the end of this year, beginning of next year. You might wonder how they're going to ship this 7 foot tall trident. Well, it comes apart in pieces, four different pieces. It will ship in a burlap bag and also be inside of a really cool looking wooden chest. So they're kind of playing up the whole Aquaman lore thing there, where you know he finds the trident. Really nice piece if you're into prop replicas, or if you're a cosplayer and you want to do Aquaman, this is a killer piece. Check that out on Sideshow Collectibles. Okay, Lean on Me. They are making another series for this. LeBron James diversifying. He's going to be the producer on this new series, this Lean on Me series. You might remember the original with Morgan Freeman back in the late 80s, where he was the teacher who helped save a inner city school from being taken over by the state. They are changing this up now, and it's going to be the lead character is going to be a female teacher / principal. Let's see, we got a lot of big names working on this. Wendy Calhoun will write and produce beside James LeBron. You get Maverick Carter, Spring Hill Entertainment, John Legend, Mike Jackson, and Ty Stiglorius, along with Warner Brothers TV. This, the original movie, I love the movie. It got pretty much, I thought it was overwhelming support, but looking at Rotten Tomatoes, I guess I wasn't quite overwhelming. They're showing 69%. I don't know why they would vote it down. 69% is not as good as I would expect for Lean on Me. So, like I said, LeBron James, he's been doing a lot of good stuff lately, philanthropy-wise, and now he's putting his hat in there for TV series and maybe even movies later, working with Warner Brothers. We can expect to see this on the CW. I don't see an expected date for this. I don't even see casting for it. So it might be sometime next year before we see this on the CW. The Predator. Shane Black's The Predator. Opening was last night. We actually went and saw it last night. The review for that will be up later if you want to see the review on The Predator. Pleasantly surprised. It was pretty good. I place it probably second on my list of all-time Predator movies, right behind the original. I don't want to give away a whole lot of spoilers on this. I'll just tell you it's good. They set it up for a sequel. Probably won't be a lot of returning characters because, well, needless to say, the Predator kills a lot of people, which is what he does. So if you are thinking of going and seeing a movie this weekend, you could do worse than picking The Predator. And there's no after credit scene, but the last scene of the movie is what sets it up for a sequel. It was kind of an oh my gosh moment. It was worth watching. I think you guys will enjoy it. Okay, a while back they announced there will be a Vision sequel miniseries. Marvel Comics announced this. That has, as of now, been canceled. The miniseries was going to be... The Vision was written by Tom King, who is now on Batman, and I think he did Mr. Miracle. They're still doing it there for a while. Great writer. Tom King is a great storyteller. So Chelsea Kane was going to take over Vision on the miniseries for Marvel. She'd already written, according to her, she'd already written four issues of this. And Marvel decided, hey, we're just going to let this die on the vine. There's no reason why they have, well, there is a reason why, I'm sure. They have not given a reason why. We will, I'm sure, find out. If you don't know Chelsea Kane, she was also on Mockingbird before. She caught a lot of flack for being pro-feminist and calling for more female lead characters in the comics. That divided, you know, the comics world there for a while with the I Stand Chelsea group and the other group who thought they were diverse enough. I don't know which side I stand on that. I haven't really thought much about it. I have no problem with comics. I'm not one of those people who feel that it's being forced down my throat. I think that art imitates life, and that is just what's happening in the comics. Anyway, the Vision miniseries for now is canceled. We do not know why. Chelsea Kane, like I said, she's already written four issues and submitted them. We don't know if those may be repurposed into a different storyline or maybe brought out later on for the Vision. Maybe Marvel just thinks it's not time, the right time for Vision. Maybe Marvel will give us a statement on this. Maybe they won't. Anyway, Vision fans, you're not going to get your miniseries yet. X-Force is getting the band back together. Their original X-Force characters are coming back together. They're trying to figure out why this... They're calling him Kid Cable. It's the younger version of Cable, why he came back in time and killed the old version of Cable. They're trying to figure all this out. They get the group back together. Coming out of Extermination, you're looking at Domino, Shatterstar, Cannonball, and Warpath. Cannonball, man, haven't seen him forever. I've always liked Warpath. I love that character and Thunderbird. So, if you're a big fan of X-Force, looks like Deathlok is going to make an appearance in here too. X-Force number one. It's coming out in December. You will be able to see what they figure out of why young Cable is coming back. And not just did he kill old Cable, I believe he kidnapped Iceman in the process too. He's got some kind of agenda. We haven't really been given privy to that information as of yet. Okay, DC Comics has announced one of their... Not one of their main characters, but still a very popular character. Martian Manhunter is going to get his own series from Orlando and Rossmo. Martian Manhunter, the only really downfall with him is he doesn't really have a fault. He's one of those Captain America type goody-goody, always doing the good thing, the right thing. The problem is he's really overpowered. Dude is OP. He can read your mind. He can erase thoughts out of your mind. He can fly. He's strong. His only real weakness is fire. I guess all the Green Martians have that kind of fear of fire. And recently we found out that he's really not the last Martian. There are actually they found some white Martians hidden on Earth. Which white Martians and Green Martians, they don't get along. They have a little friction there. So, you know, they're going to be exploring John's origin, his emotional journey. Maybe they're going to make him more relatable instead of being a perfect goody-goody. You know, he was a cop on Mars, and then he came here, and his John's or John Jones persona was also a cop, a little goody-goody. Most people have issues with characters who are just too perfect. We like to see our characters a little flawed. We like to see them try to redeem their shortcomings. So we will see if they can make Martian Manhunter a little more relatable to readers. That comic is also going to be a December on the shelves issue. So December, you're going to have a couple good things there to read. Marvel's Contest of Champions game. A lot of people are playing this on their mobile devices. You can see it every once in a while. They're either playing Candy Crush, Pokemon Go, or Marvel's Contest of Champions. If you are one of those guys playing Contest of Champions, you're going to notice that there's a new villain that they're throwing in there. One of my favorite villains, actually, Omega Red, the Russian super soldier guy. He's got some really cool powers in the comic and in the game. See, his character, Arkady Rossovich, the Soviet super soldier and X-Men villain, his basic abilities are going to include Death Factor, Death Field, Degeneration, and Life Steal. So he puts out these spores that help drain your life force away and make it easier for him to land his hits. Let's see what we got here. Is he going to have the tentacles? Yeah, the Tentacle Terror. So that's going to be one of his attacks. He kind of can whip those out like whips. It's going to be available. The Contest of Champions is available on Android and Apple devices. Like I said, mostly you see it on the mobile devices or the iPads and stuff like that. You will be so. I guess he's going to be a playable character and not just a foe. I can't see it anywhere in here. But anyway, you're going to see Omega Red. Maybe you will like him as much as I do after you see this. Funko. Funko is capitalizing on Christmas. They have a couple different Christmas special Funko Pops they're going to be putting out. The first on the list is going to be, you probably already know, The Grinch is getting another animated movie coming out. It's not like a reboot or a copy of the old Grinch. It's a slightly different storyline. If you want the storyline, it's out online. You go look it up yourself. It's a little bit different. So you got the Grinch line of Funko Pops for Christmas here. My only issue is a bunch of these are exclusive to different stores. I hate exclusivity. Especially for places where they might not have that store around them. So then what do? They have to go online and pay through the nose. So we're going to have, the Grinch with the coffee cup. Looks like it's going to be it looks like he's in his underwear too. It's going to be a GameStop exclusive. The Grinch with a scarf is Walmart exclusive. There's going to be a two-pack Cindy Lou Who and the Grinch from Barnes & Noble. And the FYE exclusive is going to be Max with the reindeer reindeer horn on his head. So like I said, that is about three-fourths of the whole Grinch Christmas lineup that's going to be exclusive. I understand why they do it, because these places pay them big bucks to be exclusive. But man, it's not good for the collectors. But you can't fault Funko for going where the dollars are. I just wish they didn't do exclusives. That's just me. The movie looks like it's going to be good. You got Benedict Cumberbatch being the voice of the Grinch, so it can't be bad because Benedict Cumberbatch is awesome. It comes out in theaters November the 9th. You can actually pre-order these Funkos ahead of that time. They're up for pre-order today, September 14th. Some of the other Christmas sets that they're putting out, we have a Star Wars Christmas set. It looks like there are 6 different pops in that one. You know, you have your Darth Vader with the candy cane. And then the same one with the glow, it glows, I guess, at night is the Chase. Yoda dressed as Santa. You got R2-D2 with reindeer horns. C-3PO dressed in the Santa suit. And Chewbacca all tangled up in some Christmas lights. They're cute. As far as Funkos go, they're not bad. All Christmas themed. And the last set I see here is going to, it's not really a set, there's 2 of them. It's the SpongeBob Christmas set. SpongeBob has a fruitcake wrapped up that he's going to give you. And of course, Patrick has got a candy cane stuffed in his mouth. Oh, and I take that back. That is not the last set. I was wrong. I stand corrected. There will be a Marvel Christmas set. And you have Deadpool, instead of katanas, he has the candy canes. You have the Hulk smashing his stocking. You have Baby Groot, you know, the potted one where he was just been started growing again as a Christmas tree with the lights all around him. And my favorite is Spider-Man with the ugly Christmas sweater. If you're into Funko Pops or you just think that you love anything to do with Christmas, you might want to pick some of these up. The Marvel lineup, actually, that's going to be my favorite, it looks like. Might actually pick up that Spider-Man in the ugly Christmas sweater. Fans of Jump Force, if you read Shonen Jump, which was it's a big anime, might as well call it a catalog, it's thick. They have a game, from Bandai Namco. They announced a new addition to the game, Jump Force. They are bringing in Yugi from Yu-Gi-Oh! He will be able to fight alongside other characters from Bleach, Hunter x Hunter, and Dragon Ball Z. It is a, like I said, it's an anime-based game. Coming out PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. No, they're not showing a release date yet. But anime fans, if you want to have your favorite anime characters fight each other, keep on the lookout for this Jump Force. It looks to be it's going to be a very big popular game. Speaking of big popular games, Pokemon Go kicked off their Kanto event earlier this week. They put out some new shiny Pokemon. Let me see. I believe Geodude and Grimer are the ones they're listing. I don't think I've seen any others. But they have also put out the other Pokemon have been spawning at a very increased rate. I've been catching some Pokemon lately that I have not seen in quite some time. And we're in the middle of the desert, and I probably caught no less than 10 Magikarps. Go figure. This Kanto event, you're going to have the opportunity to battle some of the legendary birds like Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres. The rival Mewtwo is a normal raid boss next week. That's going to be big. And usually when you do these raids, you have some raids that are smaller you can probably pull off by yourself. But then you got some of the big boy raids that you're going to need a group of people. That's not always possible getting a group of people to do these raids to catch these legendary or exclusive Pokemon. You will see a lot more shiny Pokemon from the Alolan eggs. And also eggs that you pick up from Pokestops during this time frame will have an increased chance of hatching one of these regional exclusives. I'm still trying to catch the Mime, Mr. Mime, myself, and the Kangaskhan, the big dude. I've not been able to catch them. Maybe I can get lucky and hatch them. I got a ton of eggs. I just need to get some more incubators. Spice Girls. Mel B can't stop promising a reunion. She's promised a Spice Girls reunion multiple times now over the past couple years. This time she was talking to James Corden on Thursday night, and she said that 100% they are going to be reuniting and going on tour. The only one who may not be in that group is Posh, Victoria Beckham. She doesn't need to tour. She's got the perfect life now. Why does she need to go out and tour? But the rest of them are coming to, supposedly reuniting, and they may be having guest people at different stops on the tour to fill in for Posh. That some of the names they've dropped are like Katy Perry. So, if you're a Spice Girl fan, you might get to see them in concert one last time. I am going to admit it. I wouldn't mind going to see in that tour myself. See if they still got it. but like I said, don't put a lot of stock in that just yet. Mel B has promised this multiple times over the past few years. Never came to fruition. So I am cautiously optimistic that we will see a Spice Girls reunion tour. I reported the other day Henry Cavill may or may not be out as Superman. They're all playing coy. Nobody will come out and say it. Warner Brothers won't come out and say it. And Henry Cavill won't come out and say it. Henry Cavill's rep has said that, you know, don't get excited, the cape is still in his closet. Well, that doesn't mean anything. Are they going to use him further on as Superman? And even so, are they going to, does that mean Ben Affleck is out? As far as I know, Ezra Miller, Gal Gadot, and Ray Fisher are all still in as the rest of the Justice League guys. It's just Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill who are kind of in question. Henry Cavill himself has just posted a cryptic Instagram not saying yes or no. Warner Brothers is not saying yes or no. People are thinking maybe they're going to push more towards Supergirl or Shazam to fill that role. I wish they would quit playing with our emotions and just let us know. But there is a website called Bet Online. They are taking bets on who will be the next Superman actor. Some of these I would have never guessed that they're having odds on. Right now, the odds-on favorite is Michael B. Jordan. You know him as Killmonger from Black Panther or Creed. He played Apollo Creed's son in Creed. Or if you watched that Fantastic Four movie, he played Johnny Storm. And if you did watch it, I'm sorry. So yeah, the odds are Michael B. Jordan, Armie Hammer, Henry Golding, Benjamin Walker, Dwayne Johnson. I'm not sure about that. Will Smith, Tyler Hoechlin. Who, if I remember, Tyler Hoechlin is the one who plays Superman in the TV series. Interesting. Ryan Gosling, Nick Cage, Ben Affleck. Really? You're going to knock Ben Affleck out as Batman and employment as Superman? I think that might be a little confusing to viewers. Mark Wahlberg? Hey, I'm Superman. Yeah, I don't see Mark Wahlberg as Superman. I can't do it. And Idris Elba. I'm not sure about that. I'm not a big fan of people, of them changing the character's ethnicity or sexual orientation just for the fact that they want to change it. I understand they kind of make them want to modernize them a little bit, but how about you just make some good ethnic characters from scratch instead of changing existing ones? That's just me. Either way, I will watch it no matter who they put in there if the script is well written. So if you're a betting person, you can go to Bet Online and throw some cash down on who you think is going to be the next Superman. I noticed there's no option for Henry Cavill remaining as Superman on Bet Online. Yeah. Anyway, that is the last article I have for y'all. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel if you're watching us on YouTube. If you're listening to us on podcast, subscribe to us on whatever podcast platform you're using. If you find a podcast platform we're not on, let us know. We'll take care of that. We'll get added. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.